I'm grateful to have my cousin Carolyn visiting with me here today. Our mothers are sisters, her mother Geneva, the oldest of eight children, and my mother Charlene, also known as Chick, the youngest. Throughout my childhood, going to church was a family affair. And when I got old enough to not sit with my parents at church, I was always sitting either next to my grandmother, an aunt, or one of my many cousins. I'm grateful to have grown up with this great cloud of witnesses, as the Hebrew writer writes, and he calls our ancestors of faith. Likewise, I'm grateful for the great cloud of witnesses God has provided me through the many years of attending church here and being a part of this community. I'm grateful that my travels along the way have been so richly blessed with fellow learners and fellow sojourners. We're approaching the time of our congregational retreat. It's titled, Called to the Way, Living the Wisdom of Jesus. Last week, we reflected on the word called, to be called by God. And we talked about listening for God, seeking, knocking, hearing God's call in our lives. We'll continue to meditate on this word as we relate it to the rest of the title, or the next portion of it, called to the way. What do you think of when you hear the way? My first association is of a particular direction or path or road that is, and that's certainly a recurring image throughout the scriptures. In fact, we've used the visual image of the way by picturing a particular passageway of a narrow ancient street. It could also be pictured as following a particular road or path, and we will be using some of that imagery in our retreat project that we work on together. But today, I'd like for us to think about other shades of meaning of the way. We also use those two words, the way, to talk about how we do something. So let's think about that meaning as well. The road we travel and how we live. How to be as we travel that road. In John 14, Jesus is speaking with his disciples and preparing them for his departure, and he's urging them not to be troubled. And he says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." So it seems here that to know the way is to know God. Jesus' journey, his path to the cross, his way or his how of being human in this world is the way to know God. And likewise, it is the way to know our true selves, our true humanness, as we are created in the image of God. Think of Adam, the first being in the human God story. Adam lost his way, lost his full humanness. He was created with that full humanness, but when he chose self-knowledge, when he elevated his own knowledge over the knowledge and wisdom of God, all of mankind, all of us, lost our way. And we all are in that state. until we meet Jesus. Now through Jesus, we're called to the way of being that calls us to lose our life that we may gain it. Jesus, through his death, through having none of his disciples fight back, none of them resist his arrest, Jesus is showing us the way to the kingdom of God and showing us how it breaks into our lives and breaks into the world. The way is how God is shaping the new creation, the new creature, our new identity. It is how God breaks into the world through the poor in spirit, through the meek and lowly, through the peacemakers, through the pure in heart, through those who are last, through the servant of others. Jesus is how light shines through our lives. He is how we become salty and savory beings. He is how we learn to speak boldly and stand courageously. He is how we persevere. He is how we are fed and satisfied by the bread of heaven. He is how we are cleansed by the blood. He is the way of the covenant of God's purpose in the world. He is the way of freedom to take up our true vocation within his purpose. Jesus is the way to our true selves and the restoration of our full humanness created in the image of God. Jesus is how our lives don't narrow and become restricted by a bunch of rules, but rather expand and blossom and grow so that we can open our arms to all. This week, in your time of quiet, I urge you to reflect on the way. This is just scratching the surface. There's so much to think about what this means. What does it mean to you? How is Jesus calling your name at present? How is he tugging at your heart, nudging you, and shaping you? Seek, knock, listen, and hear. Let's pray. Lord of all creation, we bow in humble gratitude for our brother Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life in you. Continue to reveal to us the mystery of your way. Feed us with your manna from heaven. Show us the way. Reveal your kingdom's purpose in each of our lives. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we ask your blessing on us as we drink this fruit of the vine. You are the vine keeper. Prune and shape us that we may share your luscious fruit of faith, hope, and love in the world. In the name of the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.